Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lili Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim Ben Horav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren Ben Moshe, and Toisha Gittel Bas Horav Eliezer Manoach. On my way back from a chasana, I met someone there, told me a very interesting story. Two parts to it, and I thought I would relate it this evening. He told me how recently, almost by accident, he happened to turn on something and heard a whole shiur about bitochen, and became very interested in the subject and started listening more and learning more and carrying around this little mitzvah habitochen sefer and really working in the inyone bitochen. And taking it very, very seriously. And he subsequently, he was really not doing well in terms of jobs, and he knew that the particular job he had now would not suffice for the next year with all of his responsibilities and obligations, and really didn't know what to do about it. It was a very, very long shot in his company. Just so happened that someone in a higher position left the company, but there were people with many, many years of experience ahead of him and outside people that were interviewed. And for some reason, nothing worked out for anyone. And finally, they decided they'd give him a chance. He's now working in a job and receiving a major increase in salary. And he is convinced that his efforts and his work and his appreciation and development of the Midas HaBitochin was and is a special schus that has enabled him to get what he seems to consider, for the way he talks, something that was outlandish, unreasonable, maybe short of miraculous. But what was disturbing to me, that was beautiful, what was disturbing to me is when he told this story to someone, he was told, no, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's bitochen, that's not for us. We have to go with a different bitochen. Chazon Ish was quoted in the Emunah bitochen. And, it was very confusing to this young man in terms of what he felt, what he experienced, what he actually went through in his own life, and what he was being told. He did not tell me the name of the person who told him this, and therefore, I'm not disagreeing with anyone specific. I'd like to explore this for a moment. For some reason, the first paragraph in the Chazon Ish, in the Emunah Bitochen, where he speaks about Bitochen, he talks about a toz, noishenes, nis'azruch bedas b'nei odom, b'musag ha-bitochen, that there's an old mistake, he says, that has taken root in the minds of people in the Inyan of Bitochen. And basically he says the mistake is this mistaken concept of in an unknown situation where we face an unknown situation that it's going to work out. And he says this is not so because miyodeh mishpatei Hashem, who knows what Hashem has in mind, who knows what chiyuvim we might have, what mishpot might be, shemagoram hachet, which is the lashon that's used in the Rishonim, and therefore we can't have that bitochen. And it is a bit strange because that type of bitochen is found in Rishonim, is found in the Gemara in Brochos with Hillel Azok, and said, "Botuach ani shein ze b'tzeich beisi." The Goyin speaks to that. The Bethesda in so many places to that level of bitochin. And in Chazal, Sefer Tilim is kibat built on that, Vani b'chas v'chobotachti, and so forth. And therefore, it seems very strange that the Chazon Ish is calling that an old state that's been rooted in the minds of people. But if you are dayik, if you analyze the lotion of the Chazon Ish, you see that he says something else. He says that the Tos is kechoivo le'amim. The Torah is not that there is such a level of bitochon that something from within tells me that it's going to be good. Vehoraya, he himself says at the very end that there's another type of amidas habitochon, which tells us, it just announces something from within that it's going to be good. But what he means is, it's a toast to say that this is a chiyuv. Chazanish holds that the level of bitochon where a person feels confident that something is going to be good for sure, he says that level of bitochon is not a chiyuv. We can't be obligated to reach that bitochon because it isn't based on rational thinking, because I don't know, maybe I'm not deserving. But if a person can, in his deep focus in the chesed Hashem, can reach such a feeling that I just feel that way. I'm confident. I know he's not going to let me down. He's not going to let me be embarrassed. I just know it. There's something from within that announces it to him, and there is, in fact, such a level of bitochon. And the Chazon Ish only meant to say that we can't be machayev people that, because it's based on an emotion, not just pure logic, because in pure logic we can't know. Maybe shemagor machet, maybe we're not deserving of that which we would like to see ourselves achieving. And the truth of the matter is that there's a very clear statement from the Chazon Ish, from the Chofetz Chaim, in the Nitche Yisroel, where he writes, in the Paris, where he writes to soldiers, Jewish soldiers that are in the army, and tries to be mechazik them, and the chizuk that he offers them is that no matter who they are, and even if they're not on the level of tzaddikim, even if they're on the level of rishoyim, he quotes the posuk, that even a Rosha who has bitochon, Hashem will grant him the chesed. And he says that the following words, which are critical, kefi goydel habitochon, kach goydel ha-hatzlocha. According to the greatness of the level of bitochon, that's the greatness of the level of the success of the Yeshua that he will have. Which means it's not all or nothing. It's not absolute. Even if a person cannot achieve that highest level where he is 100% sure, he's confident, so confident in the Chesed Hashem that he just feels with certainty that Hashem is not going to let him down, to whatever degree that he achieves that feeling, the Chofetz Chaim says, it's to that degree that it will influence the outcome. So there definitely is such a thing. The Chofetz Chaim discusses it through Yisrael Salanta, spoke about it time and again. The Goyin holds that way. Study the Kuntres of the Navarticas and the Madrega, so Odom, and you'll see it time and time again. And the Leshem, I mean, there's so many Marim Mekoymes. It's clear that the Chazon Ish was not taking the bull on, rather only warning us that we shouldn't think that this is the Chiyuv of the Midas HaBitochon. Rather, it is a Madrega. It may not be such a easy Madrega to achieve, but the Chofetz Chaim weighs in and tells us that to the extent that we do achieve it, it's to that extent that we influence the outcome, and therefore it certainly is something that's worthwhile for us to attempt to achieve and to work on. Now, one of the things that we have to use in order to develop this Midas HaBitochon is a picture. We know, I think we've mentioned it here too, that Chazal say Hillel Machayev Lahim. Hillel, the existence of Hillel, becoming the great Hillel in a state of poverty, is Machayev Anim to learn Torah. Because if Hillel could do it, you could do it. And the Rosh Yeshiva, Rapena Chlibowitz, the Yeshiva of the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva, Zvechad Tzadik Lebrocha, asked the question. He says, it doesn't make any sense. Hillel is Machayev Anim. If the Oni has the potential to learn, then even if there wasn't a Hillel in the world, he would be Mechuyev, because he'd have the capability. And if he doesn't have the capability, then how is Hillel Mechayev him? I'm not capable. He said the answer is very posh. That the knowledge of Hillel, the picture of Hillel, the image of Hillel, the story of Hillel, the reality of Hillel, the existence of Hillel, that creates new potential in us. When we look and an individual in such poverty who was so capable of learning, becoming the Hillel, the giant of his generation, halacha k'moysoi, then then that gives us enhanced capability. So he's mechayev aniyim because he increases the potential that they have. And so too, any of the focus that we can on maisim or expressions when we see bitochen in action, like the story of this young man, can be inspiring not only to educate us that there is such a thing, and not only to inspire us to attempt to achieve such a thing, but it can actually maximize our potential for achieving that. And this evening brought to mind a story that happened to me personally many, many years ago. I want to share that with you because hopefully in light of this concept, how these thoughts can strengthen us, it can make a difference and add to our potential to be able to turn to and trust Hashem. We had a yeshiva in the San Fernando Valley. One of the Rebbeim asked me a question. He says, tomorrow is the payroll for the Rebbeim. I think it was $8,500 that the payroll we needed. He says, are you going to have the money for the Rebbeim's payroll? And I don't know why, and maybe it was a little bit too rough, but he was a big Ben Torah, and I thought I do believe that he felt this way. I says, I don't understand the question. Am I going to have the money for the Rebbeim's payroll? If the Rebbeim is supposed to get their payroll tomorrow, they will get it whether I have it or not. And if the Rebbeim are not supposed to get the payroll tomorrow, it makes no difference whether I have it. Because everything is totally, directly in Hashem. For each individual, whatever happens, it's not totally in anything in me. It's completely, totally in the Rebbeim Shalom. Fine. The next day came, and I didn't have the $8,500. But a very strange thing happened. We had inherited something a number of months ago, and I had been asking the lawyer who had received all the mail to bring the mail over. And that day, his wife brings in a box for about 6 months' worth of mail. And he said it was all junk mail or something, but I wasn't convinced. And I looked through, and I found a $1,000 check from 6 months ago that we had inherited some thing that this man was selling, and we sold it. And they sent in a $1,000 check, but they sent it to the executor's office, the lawyer's office, and we never got it. Okay. I gave it to the secretary to look to see if there's anything else. I went to my share. I came out, and she says, you know, there was another check there buried in that junk mail for $7,500. 75 and one was 85. Put the money in the bank. We got immediate credit. We gave out the payroll. The next day, I walk into the office, and I tell the bookkeeper, I say, you know, do me a favor. Call these two companies. They were companies that that we had shipped some of the schuyra that we inherited, and they sent us the payments to the lawyer's office. I said, call them up and just tell them we deposited six-month-old checks in the bank, and I hope that they'll make sure that they're good. Both of these companies said the same thing. You sent us the schuyra. We sent you the checks at this address. You called us a month later. We didn't know what we were doing. And you said you never received the payment. We canceled those checks and we paid you already. Those checks are no good. And that night, as I was benching, I said, wow, that's exactly the point that I made to this Rebbe. If you're supposed to get your parnosa, you'll get it whether I have the money or not. And if you're not supposed to get it, it makes no difference whether I have. I didn't have the money. They were supposed to get their checks. I thought I had the money. I put it in the bank. The bank gave us instant credit, and they got their paychecks. Exactly the thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the zone of the furnace, and it doesn't depend on anybody else. What's interesting was is that the next week, the $1,000 check came back. It was no good. I had to make good on it. The $7,500 check went back and forth between L.A. and Seattle and two banks there for 2 months until the middle of January. They called me and said, the check is no good. We have to make good on it. So we have to look for instances of confidence in Chazal, of confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of confidence of non-confidence in ourselves or in anything else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that can expand our horizons and increase our ability to put our trust in Hashem. So the Shbaruch Hu should help, that we should be able to continually, on an ongoing basis, strengthen that trust in Hashem, and be zeicher that Hashem should be kavali kol mishalim b'beit olitzoy.